It's a brand new album called Beauty Queen Sister. Again, if you want to know more about that album, visit woodsongs.com. Click on the archives. This is show number 705. We're broadcasting from Australia to Ireland, New Zealand to New York, Yuma, Arizona to the Yukon in northern Canada, celebrating the Indigo Girls. It's so nice that you guys could be here.
Thank you for having us.
We really appreciate it. Great.
So much fun. You know, we were talking about the internet, how it's changed everything. It certainly has opened things up for independent artists of all kinds, especially if the artist has passions that they want to communicate to the audience. If they have causes and social issues that they really believe in, that they want to use their music to help support or benefit or even just let people know about it, which you guys have several of that. So the environment, Native American, tell me about some of it.
Well, we do our environmental work through a group. We do a lot of our time spent on activism, per se, is work with Honor the Earth, which is a group we started around 1991 with Winona LaDuke, who's a great Native American activist and from Minnesota, the White Earth Reservation. And we work a lot on social justice issues, so there's a lot of bad things that happen on Indian land. Resources being used and toxic waste dumping, and now there are all these opportunities for green power to get up on the grid and for communities to be sustainable, so without giving up their ecology for an economy that thrives. And that's the work that we do a lot, but we also do like cultural sustainability and language sustainability and getting language back spoken, things like that, arts and crafts, all kinds of things in indigenous lands. So, but getting the word out, as you were talking about, it's great with the internet because even we can get our word out and we can have other groups help us and network with us. And then a lot of times we have people who, you know, like our friend who runs the Rock Camp in Atlanta, she'll say, can you post this on your site about the Rock Camp? And then we'll post it on the site. And it's just a wonderful world. I mean, it is. It's why they call it the internet. And it does spread the word for the work that people are doing, activist work, environmental work, social justice work, all kinds of stuff.
It's nice when artists focus on life more than the livelihood, which is something that you guys are doing. You're focusing on life. It's real life out there. Spending the hour with the Indigo Girls, and you do so much. You gravitate from punk to rock to singer-songwriters. Emily, you were just playing the ukulele, and there's such a wide, diverse musicality to you, but the image that is emblazoned in everybody's mind are these two girls in black and white with acoustic guitars just slamming it out, singing about getting the heck out of college.
We were lucky to go.
So, yeah, really?
Tell me about the song, the writing of the song, the incarnation of the piece.
Of Closer to Fine?
Yes.
Well, I was sitting on a porch in Vermont. My family used to go and rent this cabin that had no electricity, so we had to cook in the fire in the oven. And I was sitting out there, and I was very young, and I was asking a lot of questions, like, where do we get the answer to this, and what does this mean, and all those kinds of things. And so Closer to Fine was just a song about seeking answers and just trying to chill out, because you can't get just one.
And Amy, you heard the song for the first time, and you said, oh, this is a global hit.
No, she didn't.
I might have. I don't know what I was thinking. I think we were on the sidewalk in front of that punk club, the White Dot, weren't we?
Oh, my gosh.
I think so, yeah.
I
think I just remember thinking, wow, that's a great song. But I don't know what I thought. We were so young. Who knows?
No business plan.
We were thinking about, when are we going to Waffle House tonight, you know? How many beers can we drink? I mean, that was the extent of our intellect.
Well, let's celebrate spontaneity of art, because that's certainly what it was. The song came out and it exploded around the world from their self-titled CD. The song is Closer to Fine.